Hey, what's going on, everyone? Welcome to another stimulating episode of the Fitting Room Podcast. I'm your host, Adrian Vopel, across from Nate Adelman. My man, Nate. Big day today, buddy.
It's a new year. It's a new Nate. We got new clubs.
It's a new Nate, huh?
Yeah.
Why so?
Well, they let me out of the dungeon. We got a lot of cool things on the horizon for Callaway. And I just saw the light of day again, and really excited for what's to come in 2017.
Well, today is just a massive day. I've been here for just about 3 years, and I can't remember walking into the office with so much excitement and buzz around. I mean, everybody knows that we launch a lot of products. We have a lot of launch days.
Are we relaunching the flip face putter?
No, only in your dreams, buddy.
Okay,
all right?
Okay,
only
okay,
in your
okay,
dreams.
Got it.
You know, there's always a nice buzz around whenever we launch products, but today in particular is a day unlike many other launch days. Why, Nate?
This is a pretty epic launch, if I had to say so myself.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, you see that? No, we couldn't be more excited about our new line of metal woods, the epic line of woods. Mm. Some really groundbreaking technology, like literally no compromises. I think our most, we'll put in quotes, our player driver also happens to be the most forgiving driver. Like, it's incredible.
Yeah, there is some, you know, unlike some other clubs that have maybe been released soon, this one has one of the most innovative technology features in the history of a driver, pretty much, with our jailbreak technology.
Normally, you tend to exaggerate things, but I think you actually nailed that one.
I kind of hit that
yeah,
one, right?
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
All right, so we want to talk about, we have two models of the GBB Epic. We have the standard and the Sub-Zero heads. So we have brought on, again, I think this is like fourth time on the show,
yeah,
backed by unpopular demand. So we got our boy Dave Neville, who is the senior director of brand management for Metal Woods and Wedges. So he knows everything about the woods. He's pretty much, you know, he's run with it, the Epic driver, yeah, since they've, you know, since inception, pretty much. So
yeah,
he's going to tell us all about it.
We're going to talk about the actual clubs themselves, and also for all the golfers out there,
yeah,
what are the different mechanisms we have to adjust and to fit this product,
right,
for their games.
Right. Which driver should they be hitting in the fitting bays?
Exactly.
All right. So before we get to that, hey, got to give props to our brand new, our revamped Callaway community, CallawayGolf.com/community. You'll notice a completely different look. It's way more user-friendly. The search functions are stellar. You could go there. You could literally search for any topic you want, ask questions, share your experiences, get involved, man. We have some great opportunities. And today, the people who signed up for the Epic testing receive their drivers. So they'll be writing some reviews very shortly, yep, and we can't wait to read them. And I'm sure a lot of golfers can't wait to read them as well.
All right, AJ, enough chit-chat. We need to get to break so we can get back and talk to Neville.
All right, when we get back, we got Yo D Nevs in the house.
In the market for new clubs but aren't sure which ones you should be playing? Head on over to CallawayGolf.com/custom fitting and try out one of our selector tools. It's quick, fun, and pretty much does all the thinking for you. That's CallawayGolf.com/custom fitting. Now back to Nate and AJ.
All right, we are back with our man, D Nevs. Again, you're back again, man.
I think it's the fourth appearance.
I'll tell you what, it's pretty good when you're on. I'm not going to lie. You make us look like amateurs.
Filardo gets jealous that I'm on the show so often.
Yeah, our creative director, Chris Filardo, he always asks us to be on the show. But hey, it's a really exciting day. I'm sure you've been waiting for this day for a year.
More than a year we've been working on this, and I remember last January seeing a preview of the technology, of the jailbreak technology, and I was like, holy
beep,
this is going to be epic. And fortunately for everyone out there, we actually put that on the club, and we couldn't be more excited about this launch day today. And the feedback we've been getting already from PGA pros, from club pros, and from the consumers that have tested this driver has just been incredible.
Yeah, and Epic was actually the code name of this driver, right? But I guess with all the advancements and all the innovations that, I mean, it became a no-brainer to just, hey, we should call this thing Epic, right?
Yes, it was going to be called the Great Big Bertha 17, GBB 17, and Epic was the code name. We have different code names for all the different products. Some are named after ski mountains, cars, things like that. And we were showing this to Chip, And he said, why don't we try it with Epic on the club? Mm. Let's see some ID with Epic on the club, because this product really is a game changer with the jailbreak technology, the fitting options, the Sub-Zero. I mean, it's incredible.
That's awesome.
So let's touch real quick on jailbreak. A lot of people asked us, actually, when we teased the product, hey, can you do a fitting room on jailbreak?
Right.
And jailbreak is actually not really a fitting story.
That's true.
It's a ball speed story. So let's touch on that real quick, but then let's dive into the fitting aspects of this club.
Yeah,
so what? Real quickly, what this does, when you hit the ball, the club wants to expand. In other words, the crown and the sole want to separate. And what the jailbreak bars is two titanium rods, 3 grams each. It stiffens the body of the driver, preventing it from expanding or separating, and thus transferring the energy back to the face of the club. Doc Hock, who is, you know, a physicist by nature, calls it energy lensing. That's the crazy technical term.
Doc Hock can party too, FYI. That guy's a party animal too.
That is a good word. I'm going to add that to my vocabulary.
Energy lensing.
Love it. So basically, the jailbreak makes the...
And it's two bars.
Yeah,
two titanium bars.
Two titanium bars make up the
jailbreak. The energy that goes into the face at impact, instead of being dispersed throughout the entire club head, it's redirected into the face. So that goes back into the ball. Pretty crazy stuff those guys are doing back
And what
there.
Are the ball speed kind of stories you've seen with some tour testing and things like that?
Yeah, the individual stories are incredible. You know, we were actually just doing an epic tour where we go and do training for club pros last week in Palm Springs. We had 55 club pros out there that brought their gamers, either Callaway or other companies. It was undefeated with 55 players with ball speed. We had two players.
So what do you mean by that? There
meaning
is more ball speed in every single
case, which is crazy. Usually you win, you know, maybe half of the battles. All 55 players that got fit were picking up ball speed. And these are club pros. These are not just amateurs that are coming in with off-the-rack type of clubs to test against.
They weren't using the Diablo driver?
No, they were not using Diablo or, you know, Diablo Edge.
Right, they had some of the latest, our
latest
clubs. They
had the latest and greatest. You know, we're going up against other companies' drivers, our own drivers. Two of the club pros picked up 10 miles an hour ball speed, which
that's
is insane.
Absurd. Yeah, that's absurd.
One guy went from 175 to 185 ball speed. I mean, that's in your range, AJ.
That's the nicest thing you probably ever said.
I might be blushing over here, but you know, it's whatever it is.
To hear those gains with better players who are already hitting it fast, who are already a very efficient swingers, that's astounding.
It really is incredible to see. I mean, we tested it. We tested it with a lot of players, tour pros, and the robot. But when you get it out on the field and you see 60 club pros out there trying it and every single one is picking up ball speed, it's like, wow, I think we've got a hit on our hands.
Okay, but surely, as we've seen kind of in the past from maybe some of our competitors, when you pick up ball speed gains like that, you got to be sacrificing something, right? So, like, tell me, what are we sacrificing?
We don't think we're sacrificing anything, and that's
that was a loaded question.
That was a loaded
question.
That was a setup. That was a thanks, Nate, for the layout. But when you look at what we have with the exocage, which is our exoskeleton construction, along with the triaxial carbon, what this does is take a lot of weight out of the center and allow us to put it low and deep. The MOI on both the standard and the Sub-Zero is off the charts. We're talking over 8,000 MOI points.
So one of our competitors that has a driver with a lot of carbon on it this coming 2017, they're only about 6,000. So
slightly over 6,000.
Right.
So we're talking the by far the best ball speeds and also almost 25% more MOI points too. It's incredible.
That is awesome. And the best part about this, and I know Nate's favorite part about this club, well, one, not only the two options, but there's a great fitting story to this club because
incredible fitting story.
Because some golfers aren't going to be sure which driver head they should go to, and let's start talking about that.
Well, what we have is we have two driver heads that are both extremely forgiving. So in the past, we had a standard and kind of a pro style model. So you look at XR16 standard, XR16 Pro. Well, with the pro model, you were sacrificing a lot of MOI, smaller head shape, lower spin. With this Sub-Zero, the MOI is comparable, is the same as mm-hmm. the standard, but you still have a CG that's right on the impulse line. So it spins about 500 RPM less than than the standard. And so that Sub-Zero is just a complete paradigm shift from a fitting standpoint.
So two extremely forgiving heads, both 460cc.
Yes.
The difference is the Sub-Zero one with the weight in front was going to spin much less than the standard.
It's really, when you look at it from a fitting standpoint, with the standard, you're looking at shop shape correction, so left to right correction. And then with the Sub-Zero, you're looking at launch and spin, so up, down correction. So you have two options there. If it's somebody who hits it very solid, they don't have to be a tour player, but they hit it in the center a lot, they don't spray the ball, well, then you can really dial in the spin with the Sub-Zero. If you got somebody who's slicing it, we have this adjustable perimeter weighting on the standard, which robot testing is about 21 yards of dispersion correction you can get from a fitting standpoint by using that. So standard, if you're looking for left to right shot correction, and then the Sub-Zero if you're looking for trajectory control.
Right, so what if there is someone who needs a low spin driver, but he's also kind of looking for that, you know, that shot shape correction as well. Which direction would you steer him in then?
Well, we do have the OptiFit hosel, you know, and we have a lot of options with that too. So you can set that up into the draw setting, which is more of an upright setting, and you can get shot shape correction from that. But it's, you know, all about getting fit, obviously. What spin are they at? What do they need? Because the standard is not a high spinning club head either. It does have the triaxial carbon, which gets the weight low and deep, and gets the spin down on that as well.
Yeah.
So we have the number one mechanism to adjust spin is going to be loft.
Correct.
And so if you do have a guy who's super high spin but also sprays it right left, taking the 9 degree, that can go all the way down to eight degrees.
Right.
So if you get a guy in an 8 degree head, heavy shaft, that usually can knock off a good amount of spin.
Correct. That's probably your starting point right there.
Right.
So let's actually touch a little bit on the weight classes and shafts. So we do have four different weight classes as part of just stock options. Talk a little bit about what would be good for different types of players.
Yeah, so this is really our most comprehensive weight class offering from a stock shaft standpoint. So we have everything from a 40-gram class, we have 50-gram class, 60-gram, and 70-gram. So in the 40-gram class, it's a high 40s. That's a Diamana green board. In the 50-gram class, we have the Hazardous. Mm-hmm. We also have Diamana available in that as well. 60-gram class, we've got a Rogue Max in there. We've got the Fuji Pro in there. There's a Hazardous in the 65, so tons of options in the 60-gram class. And then 75-gram class, you can go with the Rogue Max. You got a Fuji Pro in there. And even for the fairways, there's an 85-gram class, which might be good
for you. That's
the
first of its kind. We haven't done that in the past, going up to 80s stock in fairways.
That's got your name on it, Nate.
I'm like a mid 45.
They did that specifically for you, buddy.
Thank you, Dave.
There's so many tweaks you can make with these. It's Nate Adelman's dream right there.
And what is the stock length that comes on Epic Drivers?
We went with 45.5 as the stock length, and there was some questions with Fusion. We had a 1-inch under offering as well, but with so many different weight classes and stock offerings, if we also did that with 44.5, then it would just blow up the SKU matrix. But of course, through custom, you can always get it 1/2 inch under, an inch under, whatever you need through custom.
And for those of our listeners that are listening to this podcast on its release date, if you order during pre-sale window, you'll actually have it delivered. Even custom, it'll be delivered on par date. Or if it's after the 20th, you'll get expedited shipping. So if your concern is you want this club right away, but you want to also order custom, no longer concern. We got you.
Yeah. All right. So just I just want to touch up on this weight class story because it's really interesting. I think it's very helpful to golfers going to get fit. Just talk me through like what kind of players or what kind of swings would kind of each golfer fall under, which weight class they would fall under.
Yeah, so when you start with a 40-gram class, and that would be the Diamana green board, that's somebody who's looking for higher launch, you know, they might have a smoother tempo with more release, and they need probably as light a shaft as possible to get the most yards possible.
Yeah.
So that's kind of in your 40 gram class. Our mid 50s, which we're featuring the Hazardous, we think that this will be the number one shaft class
right.
for this driver. So that's really your up the gut. A lot of players are going to like the 55 gram Hazardous. But we do have options in 60 as well. And then you start to get people with a little bit higher swing speed. You know, it all depends on your tempo as well in terms of getting the right weight class. You know, a lot of times, Nate, we talk about try to play the lightest driver that you can control. But, you know, that varies for different players.
Right. And back with GBB, we talked a little bit as well where the goal with the weight is going to be a trade-off between control and speed.
Correct.
And so you want to find the right balance for you as a golfer
right.
to be able to, obviously control is imperative, but club head speed is what determines distance primarily. So
yeah.
So we have a lot of options because we want golfers to find the right combination mm-hmm. of, or the right balance, let's say, of control and speed.
All right, so I have a question. I know that both of you guys have gotten fit for Epic, correct?
Correct.
Yes. So just give us a rundown, give the listeners a rundown of what head you got fit into, if there's anything with the adjustable perimeter weighting or the weights in the Sub-Zero, and then the shaft that you guys got.
Yeah, so mine is a little bit vanilla, and I know Nate will probably...
hate on you a little bit?
Well, no, I mean, his will be, you know, he'll take it to another level, but I have the standard head. You know, we've got it, the slider a little bit in the draw position because that's the shape that I like to hit, and I'm going with the Hazardous with a 6.0, which is equivalent to a stiff in the 55 gram. Because as AJ, you know, you play with me recently, I need all the speed I can get.
I'll tell you what.
I'm in the 55 class.
You have your irons dialed, though.
I know. My irons are dialed as long as I can use your drive.
Wait, so what's your swing speed, you would say?
My swing speed is around 100. Mm-hmm. It's around 100. It can go lower than that. And maybe, you know, when I'm playing, I don't think it ever gets probably more than 101 or 102.
Right. Okay, Nate, what about you?
Yeah, so I'll walk you through my thought process. This is actually funny because I would go in Dave's office like weeks ago and be like, hey, Dave, here's what I'm thinking. What do you think? We'd bounce ideas off.
I'm going to leave the room and come back in an hour.
No, so my thought process was I naturally tend to be low spin. So for me, I like to have a lot of weight in the back because it helps launch a little higher with a little extra spin. So I asked Dave, you know, which one has the highest MOI, which one has the most weight in the back? And surprisingly, that was actually the Sub-Zero head.
Right.
So being attracted to the high MOI and the forgiveness, I kind of started there and saw if we can configure that. Now, I naturally do play a little bit of a draw. So looking at that, the CG location in both can be adjusted, but in the Sub-Zero is actually a little more neutral. So that I didn't need the help of anti-fade, which many golfers do. So
right.
I took that head. The concern was a little bit about the spin. Then would the spin be too low, even in the Sub-Zero head, even though it's more forgiving? So I'm playing it at 11.5, which is a little higher than I would normally play.
Wow.
So that's how I get a little
senior tour.
Yeah, right.
And then
he loves to hear that.
Yeah,
Yo,
no, it's fine.
He loves it.
Senior tour, 40 yards past you.
Oh,
that's what I'm talking
about.
You know
it's coming.
You guys, it looks like there's a fist fight about to break out in here.
And then my shaft is in the upper 60s weight class. So that's that kind of works for me. And
what shaft did you end up with?
It's a Kurokage Silver. Is my shaft, and
very
I actually
nice.
Played that one on my previous driver, and I really liked the feel. It was kind of good weight and good feel for me, so I figured why mess with that. So
nice.
But AJ, how about you?
What about you, AJ?
Nate is actually going to fit me today, as a matter of fact.
Oh wow!
Because I have only hit Sub-Zero so far. I mean, I've been just crushing it, as Yo Dinevs could attest.
Yeah, we saw in a little event we had in Palm Springs.
Yep,
you were absolutely annihilated. I would say you were averaging about 285 to 290 with that.
285 carry and like rolling out to like maybe 305, 310.
Let's come back to reality.
Okay.
We're back.
So Nate is going to put me through a little fitting today with the GBB Epic Standard head, which I actually haven't even hit yet. I think I'm like the last person in our department.
On the planet.
Yeah, seriously, I know. Even people on the internet have hit these somehow, and I've never even hit it yet. So yeah, that should be good. I'll report back to you guys when you know, when I find out.
So, hey, can I go deep on a little subject?
Please.
That I'm not even sure you guys were ready for this.
Kind of scared.
Let's talk a little bit about the slider on the standard.
Okay. Yes.
All right. So the
how many grams is that?
It's 17 grams. So that compares to 10.5 grams in the GBB. So this gives you a lot more shot shape correction while keeping the MOI high because the track is actually shorter. Mm-hmm. But here's where I'm going with this. If you order this club custom 1 inch under or even 1/2 inch under, you could get the animal style.
Oh, that's multiple an offering?
It's going to come automatically with multiple sliders.
That's
so we
awesome.
Actually have three sliding ways. I think I might be breaking this. This
is breaking news to me.
I did not know that. I swear to God, I didn't even know that.
I had this extra nugget up my sleeve for this podcast.
Look at you.
We're going to have a 9-gram slider, an 11-gram slider, and then the regular slider, which is a 17-gram. So depending on what swing weight target you're going for, you could get 2 9s. Mm-hmm. You could get a 9 and an 11. You're not going to get a 17 and a 9. That's not going to happen. But you could get 2 sliders on the track. So don't be surprised if you order it 1 inch under to receive animal style.
That's
this
awesome.
This is the most exciting news of 2017.
We're only like 4 days in, and it's already.
Oh my God.
It's already the
I don't think
news.
This can be beat. This cannot be beat for the rest of the year.
And just a little pro tip on the double slider, you actually don't want to separate this. I talked with Evan, who designed the club, Evan Gibbs, and Doc Hawk about this and said, would you ever want to split the double slider? So, like, put 11 in the fade and the 111 in the draw. Mm-hmm. That basically negates the whole purpose of the slider. So move them together, but potentially you could have a 22 gram slider when you had a 2 there. And the MOI will be off the charts,
which
I know Nate would like.
Separating them seems like a total Nate move.
He would totally separate them. That's why I'm telling
that's
the
why
listeners.
when Nate goes and plays craps, he bets the pass line and the don't pass line. That's his style.
Just, black and red.
I usually just go don't pass because I want you to lose.
Yeah, of course. You're rooting against the whole table. That's really exciting news. And if you're kind of not familiar with that whole animal style story, it was a big trend on tour with Great Big Bertha.
Correct.
In 2016. And we literally got flooded on social, on digital emails about how people that had Great Big Berthas could animal style their driver. And now it sounds like it's an option, which is that's amazing for consumers, especially with this Epic driver. It gets more epic every time you come on, Yodinevs.
Dave, I'm going to have to schedule a meeting so we can compare MOI numbers of Sub-Zero versus animal styled standard now. This is a new fold that I was unaware of.
You might have broke the internet today, dude.
The search for ultimate moi by Nate Alleman.
Yeah. That's awesome.
In quest.
Well, listen, we know you guys are busy. Nate and I have a fitting soon anyway, so we got to get to that. But Yodinevs, it's always a pleasure having
you
on.
Love being with you guys.
And if somebody has a question about Epic, how could they hit you up on Twitter?
It's DnevsCG on Twitter. I'm always out there. Like you said about the community,
we're
taking a lot of questions about Epic on the community right now.
Yeah, so that's CallawayGolf.com/community, and that's the revamp community. So
and approved.
Yeah, if you're not a member, I don't know what you're waiting for, but it's just it's an amazing opportunity there. So check it out, Nate. How could somebody hit you up if they want to, for some odd reason, talk to you?
First, get your head checked. Number two, the best way is on the community. I'm Nadelman CG on the community, but also Nadelman, NadelmanCG on Twitter.
All right, awesome. So,
how about you, AJ?
I am AJ Vopel, VOELPELCG on Twitter, AJVCG on the community. So hit me up anywhere. I'm around 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We'll see you guys in a couple weeks with another amazing episode. Hope you guys enjoyed this one. Let us know your feedback and subscribe to our channel on iTunes, and you'll get all the fitting rooms in the palm of your hand. So until next time, we'll catch you guys later.